You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
It's Thursday. It's Chair Shot Radio, and it's me, Mags. Guess you know what that means. It's time for another episode of Five Rounds Fallout here on Thursday's Chair Shot Radio, where we are giving you content day after day with amazing podcasts, opinion pieces, news articles all over Chair Shot and the Chair Shot podcast feed. So definitely give us a like, a subscribe, go and check out the content over there on Chair Shot, where we provide the very best in sports entertainment and sports entertainment. So let's get straight into the show. We are coming off the back of a very interesting fight night, UFC Fight Night Vegas 31, headlined by Islam Makhachev and Thiago Moises. Just want to really kind of have a look at the three big fights on the card. So first we had Matheus Gamrot getting the first round submission over Jeremy Stephens. Quite a big name win for Matheus in this, but the problem is Jeremy Stephens is now winless in his last six fights. He's lost five and won no contest the eye poke against Yair Rodriguez. Like I said, great victory for Gamrot, but Jeremy Stephens used this as an opportunity to call out Conor McGregor. Now just to give a little bit of context, there's a very famous Conor McGregor meme and gif that goes around social media, the "who the fuck is that guy" line, and that was aimed at Jeremy Stephens when he tried to chip in when Conor was asked about who are the most difficult matchups for him in the division. And that was what, 6 years ago, and Jeremy now feels that the time is right, coming off his sixth winless fight in a row, that it's time for him and Conor to air this grievance and deal with this beef. I don't know what the guy was smoking before putting this tweet out. If it works, absolutely all power to him, but even a Conor McGregor who is only got one win in his last five, his star value is way more than Jeremy Stephens can ever hope to have at this point in his career. I'd be very surprised if Jeremy Stephens doesn't actually get cut, so maybe this is kind of like a power play to show that he maybe still has some sort of a value to the UFC, rather than Dana just letting loose with the culling axe. So yeah, potentially we could be seeing Stephens versus Conor McGregor in the octagon. Probably won't though. Next up, let's talk the co-main event, the women's bantamweight match. Misha Cupcake Tate making a return after 5 years out, doing all kinds of amazing things in terms of other mediums, but never really lost that spark for fighting. And she came back and got the third round finish against veteran Marion Renault, 44 years old. Already said that this was going to be her last fight, on not only in UFC but in MMA in general. And what a way to go out, putting up a great performance against Misha Tate. Misha looking to maybe push for a title match. I think she needs a couple of wins under her belt, and there's a lot of interesting fights out there for her in this division before she gets to take on the big dog, the lioness herself, Amanda Nunes. Bear in mind, this is an Amanda Nunes who right now would destroy Misha Tate. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But yeah, it's good to have Misha Tate back. Good to have that name factor back. Good to have another star in that bantamweight division, a division that had kind of dried up a little bit because of how dominant Amanda Nunes was. So it's cool to see some, well, I don't want to say fresh blood, but some newer blood coming back into that division. So then next, let's talk about the main event. Islam Makhachev versus Thiago Moises. And this is just one man's opinion, but I believe we have a new boogeyman in the lightweight division. Islam Makhachev is the real deal. I mentioned on five rounds that he was looking to emulate his great friend, I mean, a childhood friend, in Khabib Nurmagomedov. Obviously, in the same division, he's looking to perhaps be the future world champion. And I see no reason why that can't happen. The guy is now 9-1 in the UFC. He's 20-1 in his whole career. He's with the win over Moises, he's now in the UFC rankings at number 5, jumping over the likes of Ferguson and McGregor. So the boogeyman is alive and is real. Bear in mind that this is a guy who, up until he fought Drew Dober earlier this year, nobody wanted to fight. I mean, people were ducking him for the best part of 18 months. And an interesting little story came out over the last few days about Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker said that watching Islam nearly put him to sleep, and that his good streak had come off the success of essentially copying Habib's homework, and then saying that it's hard to compare Makhachev to Nurmagomedov when Makhachev had been laid flat in the octagon in his defeat to Adriano Martins. So Makhachev fired back at Dan Hooker on Twitter, saying that he has an 8-fight win streak, correct. Dan Hooker is 3-3 in his last 6, also correct. And that he was looking to fight Dan Hooker this time last year. But Dan Hooker refused the fight, and he instead took on Paul Felder. So Yeah, it's an interesting little fire that may be brewing. A good matchup for both of them. Dan Hooker looking to get back in contention after his recent loss to Dustin Poirier and then to Michael Chandler. And Makachev, who's made it his mission to become the light heavyweight champion in honour of Habib and Abdul Namat. And kind of like establish that Nurmagomedov legacy. So that'll be an interesting fight if it comes off. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for Islam Makhachev versus Dan Hooker in the near future. So before we get into delve into the financials, just take a bit of time here to pay some bills. And you can help us do that by going over to ProWrestlingTees.com/chairshot, where you can pick up some amazing Swaz merchandise. Jesus did the job. Baron Corbin sucks. Hopefully we'll get a Baron Corbin is homeless t-shirt out soon. Hashtag journalism. And you can even find some amazing bandwagon nerds or Queen of Soft Style stuff over there. So definitely go and check that out. Whilst you're there, again, go and give the guys over at thechairshot.com a lot of love. We're working hard day in, day out to provide you with the best of content, news, opinions, sports, and sports entertainment.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to Five Rounds Fallout, and now it's time to have a peek into the financials of UFC Vegas 31. Let's just actually refresh ourselves with the payouts from UFC 264. The total payout for the fighters was estimated to be at $30.4 million. Obviously, the majority of that going towards the main event with McGregor picking up $23 million, and with Dustin Poirier picking up $5.1 million. But looking into this event, quite a substantially lower payout. The total payout to all fighters, including the purse, the points, the bonuses, and the compliance pay, was estimated to be $1.02 million. Venom paid out a total compliance pay for wearing of the uniforms, $121,500. Some of the big earners on the card were Marion Renault, who lost to Misha Tate. Her payout was $53,000 with $42,000 base salary and $11,000 compliance payment. Rodrigo Nascimento, who beat Alan Bador on the prelims, he pulled $50,000 performance bonus, $4,500 for compliance, and $16,000 base salary for $70,500. Going a little bit further up, Mateus Gamrot, who destroyed Jeremy Stevens, he's a little under a minute. He pulled $78,000, again got a $50,000 performance bonus on top of his $4,000 compliance and $24,000 base salary for a grand total of $78,000. His opponent, Jeremy Stevens, he got a base salary of $60,000 and his sponsorship compliance pay was $21,000 for $81,000. Billy Quarantino, who beat Gabriel Benitez in the opener of the main card, he got a $50,000 performance bonus on top of a $24,000 base salary and a $4,500 sponsorship for a grand total of $78,500. Going into the big three now, big three earners from this card. Surprisingly, the winner of the headliner, Islam Makhachev, he scored a $90,000 base salary with a $6,000 sponsorship payout for a total of $96,000, even though he is potentially looking at being in that mix for the light heavyweight for the lightweight title very, very soon. Second biggest payout, again another quite a big shocker, but it is bumped up by the fact he got a performance bonus, was Gabriel Benitez. He scored $42,000 base salary with a $50,000 performance bonus for the fight with Billy Quarantino, and an $11,000 sponsorship payout for $103,000. No surprise at who's the top earner on the card. Cupcake bringing that name value back to the UFC with a $100,000 base salary, no win bonus, but she did get the $6,000 sponsorship for a grand total of $106,000. So quite muted payouts as compared to last week's UFC numbered pay-per-view, but still quite a substantial amount for coming back from a 5-year layoff from fighting. So congrats and well earned to all those involved. So that's essentially the end of today's show. What I would like you all to do is go and check out some more of the amazing content here on Chairshot, including my boy It's Ray Cash and his ramblings on the WWE's return to having live crowds. He was in attendance for the shows in Houston recently, and he kind of gave a bit of an insight on maybe how our kind of little closed community on wrestling social media doesn't exactly paint the full picture on how WWE is being portrayed, because he said the crowd was hot. So definitely go and check that out. And also I'd like to give a little shout out to my buddies on Bandwagon Nerds. I got a little a pop when I was mentioned on there. Some great guys, some great content creators, Patrick, Tony, and Christopher Platt are just outstanding in their field, and they make me want to be better at this, and they're a massive, massive inspiration. So definitely go and check out all that stuff on there. Thank you all for listening along, and that is the end. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.